Dylan, Jules, and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.
Before we go, a familiar jingle. It's good news, Dylan. All right, so while Dylan's away, Jules is giving us the good news because Sunday technically is the start of a new working week. So you like to set us off on our way with some good news into the week.
Now, I've actually got a different good news story for you today. Instead of me telling you about it, I've got a special guest joining us by the name of Jason Sotiris. Now, what he has done is just like, it's one of those things where it just warms your heart. And how he got to doing this, I thought, rather than me explain it, I'll get him on to explain how he did it. Have you ever heard the Super Tea,
Gussie? I have not, no.
Well, it's more than just a shirt. What it is it's a medical...
What did you let Jason? Oh. You just said, I've got Jason on to describe it.
No,
then she goes on to describe it.
Jason, Jason.
I'm not going to tell you what it is. Angus, do you know what the Super Tea is? Well, it's this.
No, I said I would get him to describe it. Go away. Jason, good morning.
Morning, Angus and Jules. What an intro.
Yeah, no, Jason, be quiet. No. Let Jules tell you what you're doing.
No, I wanted to explain what the Super Tea is. I wanted Jason to explain how he got to creating the Super Tea. Angus, geez. Well, see what this does. It puts a smile on your face.
Oh, it certainly has.
Yeah, well, I'm a tradie dad that has had a crack at reinventing the hospital gown. And you're right, it's not a T-shirt. It's definitely not a gown. We call it the Super Tea. And it's a superhero costume for kids to wear in hospital when they're facing life-threatening conditions.
Now, a really emotional and probably every parent's, you know, worst nightmare of how you got to this, you know, creating the Super Tea. Unfortunately, it had to do with your daughter just after she had turned one.
So my little girl was diagnosed with a rare form of cancer. She had tumours all over her little body. And what followed was 3 years of just her fighting every way that she could to stay alive. So a little light bulb went off in my head when I saw Angela had one particular evening, you know, the chemo was quite strong. It was really hard to change her. She would throw up often. And I just got frustrated. And I thought, you know what? I'm going to have a crack at this. It took me 2 years and we did it.
So it's the idea of changing from the clinical blue hospital gown, which kind of represents what hospital is. You've changed that into something that's a bit more uplifting for the children's hospital, which is amazing.
It's so much better than any hospital gown. So we opted for small little plastic press studs on both sides of the shirt running from the underarm down. The underarms are exposed for the thermometer checks that the nurses will do and often wake Angela up at night. And now they can access those underarms to check the temperature of children. Bypass all these IV drips. There's got the shoulder studs as well, if they've got a breathing mask or feeding tube. And it's a superhero costume, battle armor, ready for them to get in there and battle these life-threatening illnesses that they're faced with and bring a bit of imaginative play. I mean, it's so great to see these nurses and hospital staff and even the parents get involved and treat these children like the superheroes that they truly are. And I just want to be able to have one available for every single time there's a child given bad news. I want there to be one waiting for them because someone out there believes in them and wants them to, you know, to keep going.
Love Jason, it. Incredible things that you're doing. Thank you so much for joining us this morning.
Fantastic, guys. Thank you. You can check us out at supertea.org.au.
There's some beautiful good news. Nice one, Jules. Thank you, Jason.
Dylan, Jules, and Angus. This is Weekend Breakfast.